Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Once again, we greet you today in that matchless name. And once again, you're listening to that noisy church on the air, better known as the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Ah, yes, we're located at 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. Certainly, we do thank and praise God for letting us come into the house of prayer once more and again. Amen. To be here one more time. Amen. We thank and praise God for giving us the opportunity to come to you into your homes or your cars or your places of business or wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and we want you to know we're here today to have a little church with you. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. Amen? Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We invite you to come and be with us in services. We're here every Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock noon at our Fulton Street location. Won't you come and be in a great dynamic service where the power of God is moving? We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, God can produce the miracle. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer, my friends. And no matter what you might be sick and suffering with, our Lord Jesus Christ is able to heal you. Do you have cancer? He is a healer. Do you have high blood pressure? He is a healer. Do you have sugar diabetes? He is a healer.
Yes.
I got a call from a brother in North Carolina this past Friday. And he said he went to the doctor, and the doctor says he don't have sugar diabetes no more. God, heal him of that sugar. Dr. Tone said, go home and throw away the insulin that's in the refrigerator. Throw it away because you don't have sugar anymore. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a God that's able to do more than we can ask or think. Somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, God bless you now. God is so good. We have some that's here with us today that are coming to testify. You know, here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, people are glad to come to church. Some churches you go to, you say, well, I don't know. But here, we're always glad. We're like the psalmist who said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So we're going to give them that are here today a chance to tell you how glad they are about being here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Now, they're not going to be able to tell you everything, but they're going to give you a brief testimony of how glad they are and how they came to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Here's our first one. What you got to say about Jesus?
Hello. My name is Edward Earl Nixon.
Praise God.
I'm telling you my name because before, when I was young, I thought I was living. I had everything. I was doing everything.
Yes.
I didn't want for too much, but I was steady running. I was running from life itself because I was shamed. I was shamed and didn't know I was shamed.
Milo.
Every time I turned around, I was running, 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 but I thought I had everything. But then I was introduced to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Yes.
And when I got delivered, and when I got introduced and got delivered, Lord have mercy, it was a different story.
Milo.
Let me tell you, I started to live. God is real. I've been living ever since I've been here at this church. I've been going through some things ever since I've been here, but at least I know who I was going through.
Yes.
Now. And I've gone through these things. All I had to do was hold on and get through it. And I've got through each and everything that I've got and went through. Let me tell you, God is so good.
Yes,
His word is true. And if I can live now, what do you think I'm going to do when I die here and go to heaven and live forever?
You glad about it?
I'm so glad about
it. Did you get baptized in Jesus' name?
I definitely did.
Did God fill you with the Holy Ghost?
Yes, He did.
You glad about that?
I'm so glad.
God delivered you?
He delivered me.
I was bound, but He set me free. I was bound, but He set me free. I was bound, but He set me free. Thank you, Jesus. All right, here's another one.
Praise God.
What you got to say? Step on up here and talk about Jesus.
Hey, praise God, praise God. I'm so glad when I found Jesus.
Yes.
When I was like, I don't know, I was so sick before I come to this
you
church.
You were sick? What was wrong with you?
Well, I have a heart problem. I have diabetes. They said I have.
Yes.
The doctors told me I'm a diabetic.
Diabetic?
Yeah.
They said you was a diabetic?
Yes.
What else?
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol.
Asthma. I went on a 6 bypass. I have a leaking valve.
Oh, that's my what heaven. They say you had?
Yes, a leaking valve. Leaking. Could walk from there to there. No blood wasn't reaching the heart
Jesus.
At all. And then I come to this church, and I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I heal.
You're healed.
I'm healed.
No more diabetes?
No more diabetes.
No more heart trouble?
No more. I could walk, I could talk, I could jump.
Milo.
As far as I could go. Because the God that, this.
Yes.
The God that I serve. This church when God lead me here.
Hallelujah.
That Sunday morning.
Yes.
And I was passing and I knock on this door.
Uh-huh.
And nobody come. And when I step off the step, somebody opened the door. And from they opened that door,
Milo.
And I put my foot in here.
Yes.
And no turning back. No turning
no
back.
Turning back.
Because this is a healing. This is a healing church.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you, please, come and visit us at 2012 Fulton Street.
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Come on here.
Because they said that, you haven't said this morning that what the devil take away? You gotta get it back. I don't want what the devil take. He could keep it.
Yes.
I don't want nothing what the devil take away from me.
Don't want
he could keep it. Keep it all.
I got better.
Keep it all because he take away all the diabetic.
Yeah.
Take it. Keep it.
Yes.
I don't need it.
Amen.
I'm safe.
Safe.
And I'm sanctified.
Hallelujah.
And glory to God. I've met this church.
You got the Holy Ghost, Mama.
I got the Holy Ghost. I fell with the Holy
Woo!
Ghost. I fell with the Holy
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost again said and tell you that.
Yes.
Because I know I'm filled. God,
Hallelujah.
You are a good God.
Well, now, Mama, tell us this. I remember when you first came here, you couldn't walk from here back into the back door almost without being out of breath. Amen. But you get up and walk and go everywhere you want to go now.
I want to go. I could
get on the bus, trains and everything.
Run up Subway, step. I'm leaving my husband, too.
Leaving him?
Yeah, behind me.
And he don't even have heart trouble.
No. I'm leaving him behind. He's going to say, okay, stop and wait for me. You're just walking away, left me. I said, I don't even feel like I'm walking that fast. But I'm going.
You're going on now.
I'm going.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Go on and tell the world. God. Somebody say amen. Here's another one coming to tell you about what the Lord's done for them since they've been here at Exodus. God bless you.
Hello. I just want to say God is good.
Yes, he is.
I remember I first come to this church through my husband. He been coming to this church.
What's your husband's name?
Stephen Woodruff.
Yeah, we know him. Yeah, one of our first members, amen.
Yes, and he started going back to church, and I was like, I'm going to church. Because growing up, I always knew so love to hear about God, no matter what. I saw God work miracles in my life.
Yes.
He spoke to me a few times, and I obey right away, and I see he's done wonderful things for me. So I don't want to turn back. I'm going to keep forward and keep going in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And I remember sometime back, my home, I was just like so unhappy. And I came to church, and I remember standing up in church and gave my testimony.
Yes.
And the devil was busy, and how I want peace. And I came to the pastor, and he prayed for me, and all. I said, I want peace. And I can say my house is so peaceful.
Look at that.
In Jesus' name, it's peaceful. And also another time I came, and my hands were, I waking up on mornings, and all the blood was flowing, my hands all red and hurting. And I came, and the pastor prayed also, and I received it in Jesus' name. And I can say, I don't wake up with all red on mornings. It's not hurting and painful like how it used to be. So I'm so thankful. God is such a wonderful God. And you know what? We just got to give him all the praise and the glory. But one thing he will require us to do is to live holy. To be quiet. He said he's holy, so he wants us to be holy. And we can't live out there fornicating,
yes,
cheating,
that's right,
doing all those things.
Tell
but
it.
He's watching. He's watching no matter what. We might think we're getting away with stuff, but we are not.
Yes.
God is watching everything, and he's making a record. So when we go before him, he's going to pull that record down. And we can't say, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. He has that record there. So I want to tell people out there, just trust in God. Come
just
to God. Because the world can't give you peace.
Yes.
But God can give you peace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Now, friends, you hear these that have come here to the temple. Amen. They've been blessed just by being here. And as I tell you weekly, they did the same thing coming here. They come and got what they needed from the Lord. No tricks, no gimmicks, just faith in God. If you produce the faith, my friends, God will produce the miracle in your life. Some of you today have problems. Some of you have disturbances going on in your home, just like she did. But look what the Lord did. Hallelujah. He can bring peace in your home. When trouble is there, he can bring that peace there. Peace not as the world giveth, but peace as only the Lord God can do. Amen? You can be healed today, too. Just like that other individual was testifying, she had heart trouble. Amen. Leaking valves. Praise God. Sugar diabetes. All that the devil had done put on her. But she come here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. And because I'm teaching faith and teaching folks how to believe God for what they need from the Lord, she got her body healed. She don't have the sugar diabetes no more. Eat anything she want to eat. Amen. Cake, ice cream. Praise God. Candy. All that stuff she's able to eat with no problem because the doctors have already told her she don't have sugar no more. God can turn your situation around, my friend. Amen. Wherever you are listening to me under the sound of my voice, God can straighten your health out. Amen. He can turn it around and fix it for you if you will just believe him. We're going to be praying for you on today, and we're going to be believing God for a miracle in your life today. I want you to know, if you trust him, and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave Some of you got a burden today. Some of you got trouble. Some of you got sickness in your body. All you got to do is take that burden to the Lord. Leave it at the altar. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Just give it to him. The Bible lets us to know that we can cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. One songwriter wrote one day, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. All you got to do is come to Jesus. Say, Lord, here's my problem. Here's my situation. Hallelujah, I'm trusting you to fix it. I encourage you to take your burdens to the Lord. Just leave them there. Just leave them down. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them down. If you trust him and never, never down, good God all day long, God will surely, yes sir, surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and just leave them there. Oh, yes. Why should you suffer, my friends, when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time when you can take your burdens to the Lord? He can fix your problem. He can heal your body, set you up so that you can go back to the same doctor that told you you were sick. He'll have to change his report and give you a clean bill of health. If you just trust him and never doubt, God will surely, yes, he will, surely, surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord. Leave them. I feel this right now. Surely, he's able to carry you through. Touch the radio as a point of contact. Pastor Staten is getting ready to pray for you right now. I want you to let your faith loosen God. I want you to look beyond me and see Jesus. Because surely God is able to bring you out. Did you get a report from the doctor that's sounding bad? Jesus surely can change it today. According to your faith, so will it be unto you. Take that burden to the Lord and leave it there. Let us pray right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for the power that's in your name to heal and cast out devils, to cast out demons, to drive back devils and demons. Now, dear Jesus, we pray that I will look down upon these that are under the sound of my voice. Some are near and some are far. Some are so sick, oh God, they don't know what to do. The doctors have done everything they can for them, but they're still sick. I pray right now, Lord, Jesus, go to their rescue. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch them right now. Knock the devil out. Come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. The Lord God rebuke you right now. You devil that's causing sickness and disease. Lose your hope. Take your hands off of these bodies. Lord God, heal today. Somebody, oh God, today is suffering with their kidneys. You told me early this morning that there's somebody that's having kidney problems. They're going on dialysis. Jesus, oh Jesus, I pray right now, make them kidneys work again. Make them kidneys work again. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch and heal that kidney right now. Get them off that dialysis, Lord God. Let the kidneys operate properly from this day forward. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. God, heal all manner of diseases everywhere that my voice is being heard. And I thank you for it right now. And I count it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a praise. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord for your healing. You are healed by the power of God if you believe it. The devil try to come back and tell you you're not healed. You tell that devil, I am healed. Because Jesus said so. And with his stripes, I am healed. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. We praise God today. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. And I'm looking at the clock. Time is getting away with us on the radio. We do trust that we're saying something to encourage you on today and to help you to go down the road a little bit further with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember now, friends, you've been listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Once again, we're located right here in Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location is 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street. Amen. That's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're here every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. You ought to get on up and come on over here. Some of y'all are laying at home doing nothing on Sunday, watching TV, watching YouTube, watching Facebook. Get on up from there and come on down here to the house of the Lord where you can be blessed of the Lord in Jesus' name. Come on and be in fellowship with us. You might not have a church home. Come on and join up with us. We'd be happy for you to come and go with us as we're on our way to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. All right. For those of you that are listening to us, we invite you to write us. Each week we do that because we want to hear from you. Let us know what station you're listening to us on. Let us know what city and town you're in. If you have a special prayer request, send that prayer request to us. We will pray for you, my friends, and God will give you an answer. Praise God. Now, our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. If you'd like to send in a donation to help us with our radio broadcast, to help defray the expense of this broadcast, you can send it to that same post office box. Just make your check out to Exodus Healing Temple. Amen. And send it off to the same post office box. If you have Cash App on your phone, you can send it via Cash App. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. We'll be so glad to receive your offering. And the Lord will bless you for being a blessing to this ministry, for helping us to get the gospel out to humanity all around the world. Now, for those of you in Roselle, New Jersey, we invite you to go on over to the Community Church of Faith. They're located at 1212 Morris Street. That's where our bishop is, Bishop Nathaniel Wesley. Out in Gary, Indiana, go by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. And that's where Elder Edward Butler is the pastor. If you're up in Connecticut, up in West Haven, Connecticut, going by the Living Word Redemption, Connecticut, 945 First Avenue, Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. Up in Syracuse, New York, going by the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue, Elder Reginald K. Williams is the pastor there. If you're down in Mississippi, down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, going by the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road, Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor. Now, for those of you out in Chicago on the west side, going by the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, near Madison Street, and that's where Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. Remember, you're always invited to come and be with us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple in Brooklyn, New York, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. And we're always glad to see God's people come in and be a part of the service and be blessed of the Lord. Won't you give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name? All right. At this time, I want you to get your Bibles just for a few minutes. Amen. I didn't recognize the time on the clock. I'm looking up there, and it just went on by us and said, y'all can stay and have church if you want to, but time is moving on. Amen. In the book of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter today, I want to encourage you. Some of y'all are listening to me. Y'all are just going through, and look like it ain't going to never let up. But I got a remedy for you on today. I got a remedy to get you out from under all them problems. I have a remedy to get you out from all of that situations that's going on in your life. I have a remedy that's going to cause you to be free and give you life so that you can have it more abundantly. In the book of St. Matthew's, the 11th chapter, the 28th verse is where we're going to start at. Amen. And we're going to read right on down to the 30th verse. Matthew's 11th chapter, beginning at the 28th verse, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is Jesus speaking here in these three verses. Amen. And he's saying to everyone who is within earshot and to everyone that's able to see this scripture on this day, over 2,000 years after he said it, he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Some of y'all are working yourself to death with your burdens hanging on you. And Jesus says he wants you to get out from under that. Jesus had earlier in this scripture spoke about the miracles and the signs and wonders that had been done in certain cities. And he told them, he said, if these cities would have seen what you've seen and experienced, they would have repented and turned to God and would have gotten themselves straightened out. And I want to extend that same expression to all of America today. If America doesn't see all what God is doing, all what God has done, all the miracles and things that God has done for this country, how he's blessed this country. Amen. It is said that America is the richest country in the world. Amen. Yet we have people living on the street. Yet we have people don't have food to eat. Oh, my friends, and that's because they've seen what God can do, but they've rejected him. They've taken him out of the school. They've taken prayer out of the school. They've taken prayer out of everywhere they can do it, and they're doing what they want to do. They're becoming tyrants. They're becoming more like the devil every day. And Jesus saying, if the people that was in Sodom and Gomorrah, if they could see what God has done for America today, they would have repented. They would repent. And Jesus is saying today, amen, people, because they're going around with all these things hanging on them, with all the sins and the burdens of the cities that Jesus was talking about, he says, if you come to me, I'll get you free from them. You might not have repented before after seeing all what I can do, but I'm making this final invitation for you to come. So no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what kind of life you're living, Jesus is saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Why? Because you're laboring, and you're heavy laden down with your labors. God says, I'll give you rest. If you come to me, I'll lift the burden. I'll show you how to live. Some of y'all think y'all are living. You ain't living, you just existing. You just existence. Amen? Yes. Somebody say amen.
Amen.